Hey, welcome back to Morning Minutes. My name is Lena Abujamra, and we are getting ready to start another episode in our study of 1 Corinthians. The theme of our study is Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. I hope that you have been listening, and I hope that God has been changing your heart on some things. This morning, we are in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 12 through 13. I've titled today's episode, What You Need to Know About Temptation. Paul is in the midst of a chapter 10, where he's teaching the people and correcting them on the issue of idolatry. And he used the example of the people of Israel in the wilderness as people who had failed instead of turning to the Lord, despite God giving them spiritual drink. They asked for more. They wanted what they could not have, and they became so enamored with it that eventually they indulged in what was not supposed to be, of course, in sexual immorality, and 23,000 people fell in a single day because of the plague. And now he moves into verses 12 and 13, and he talks about this temptation to idolatry, this temptation to want what we want and want it right now. And it says these verses, 12 and 13 of 1 Corinthians 10, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but will, with the temptation, also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." So just some thoughts on what you need to know about temptation. Number one, temptation is a part of every Christian's life. It's a fact. Temptations will come. Now, there's trials and there's temptations. Trials are meant to strengthen our faith. Temptations are meant to try to bring us down. And temptation will come no matter how much you try to guard against it. It's a fact of life. Satan is alive, and he is strongly trying to get you to stop believing God and to choose your way over God's. So no matter how strong you get, you are still at risk for temptation. And so, of course, we know that the church in Corinth was not very strong, and yet there may have been some people there who thought they were above some of the sin that was happening. And so Paul, after reminding them of the example of the people of Israel, reminds them that temptation will come, and be careful. Don't think you're too high for it, you're too lofty for it, you're too godly for it. But there is good news. See, here's the thing, point number two, temptation is not the same thing as sin, all right? They're two separate things. Perhaps you're listening and you are heavily tempted in an area in your life that temptation could be. Of course, we've talked a lot about sexual immorality. Maybe that's your area of temptation, or maybe it is in idolatry or in grumbling and unthankfulness. No matter how the temptation comes your way, it is not the same thing as sin. Sin is when you say yes to temptation, but just because you're tempted doesn't mean you have to sin. And just when you think you cannot bear it, God promises that he's faithful and has given us everything we need to stand against temptation. So you say, how do I keep from sinning in the face of temptation? Well, you apply 1 Corinthians 10, 12, and 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. You remember that Jesus has walked the path before, and that you serve a faithful God who is alive and active in you. So point number three, we're talking about what you need to know about temptation. First, it is a part of every Christian's life. Second, it is not the same thing as sin. And thirdly, temptation can be overcome. God's faithfulness is what helps you overcome temptation. And because Christ has walked the same path as you, because he understands and sympathizes with your weaknesses, he can give you the strength to overcome temptation. And God will always make a way to escape. So what does that look like in your life, you know? God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted above your ability, but will with the temptation also provide a way of escape. Again, a classic example of that is Joseph, who ran away from Potiphar's wife. Now you say, man, but what did he get for it? He got thrown in prison. But it was just a pit stop on his way to Pharaoh's right hand. So sometimes what looks like punishment in your life when you're standing strong against temptation is just a pit stop on your way to the victories that God has for you. That might be a word for somebody today. God is faithful. He will give you help to overcome temptation, and he will make a way for you to escape. Now, what is your job? Look for it. Engage with him in the battle. Don't just assume loss and failure. Just because you've done it before doesn't mean you're going to do it again. And here was a church that Paul was writing to who had been stuck in the mire of sin, And Paul's goal is to shake them up and to bring them to a point of repentance and then give them a strategy for victorious Christian living. And that strategy is impossible without a faithful God and without identification with Jesus, who is obeying for us. He is living the Christian life in us and for us. And so it is not so much our success, but his success in and through us. So he knows, he understands, and he gives us everything we need to endure. So no matter where you are today, you might be facing temptation and feeling the weight of it. Don't give into it. Ask the Lord to open your eyes, to give you an understanding and fresh understanding of his faithfulness. And whatever you do, don't think that you are beyond Satan's ability to tempt you. God is for you. God is with you. And today we'll end with this. How about you shoot me an email if you want prayer. I would consider it a privilege to pray for you. The email is lena@livingwithpower.org. Perhaps if you email me, I'll respond and tell you that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. On that note, have a great day, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.